Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here's a ball drilled deep to right field. Mangum going back. He turns to look. It's gone. Line drive home run for Corey Seager. His first of 2025. And it puts the Rangers in front 2-1.
Hixey with a call to game you heard right here. Rangers 4-3 walk it off over the Tampa Bay Rays. They sweep the Rays. They win 4-3. They won 6-4 on Saturday, 5-2 on Friday. So that's, that's 15 runs the Rangers scored in the three games, which is quite above their season average because they have had a little bit of struggles getting things going offensively, but the pitching has been nails. Absolutely lights out, and they wind up winning 4-3 yesterday.
Number one ERA in the American League with a 2.93. They've been fantastic pitching. But yeah, the bats are just a little bit slower to come around. But you know what? It's one of those instances of they're getting enough, Chop. They get just enough. That's all that matters. It's just you would like to see that they're scoring more than their season high to this point has been 6 runs. You'd like to see them break out a little bit one of these days. Do you see the Red Sox, what they put up in the first three games this homestand?
No.
36 runs.
Is that good?
36 runs in three games. I mean, that's how many has Texas scored this year? 41?
No.
What are they up to? Or no, they're 33. They haven't
they
even put that
33.
Up. So they are, the Red Sox put up more in that opening homestand than the Rangers have all year.
Oh, man. Look, it's way too early for me to put any numbers on these games yet. I don't look at run differential yet because one game can screw you for more than a month or help you. Right? It can help you for more than a month. It's funny to look at them. They have the best record in the sport or in the American League with 8 wins, and they've scored 33 runs. The Yankees have played one fewer game. They have 76 runs. The Cubs have played two more games. They have 77 runs. So the Rangers are they're not even half to that. But that's the beauty of April baseball, is you get some random quirks like that. I saw this yesterday across the sport. There were 5 walk-off hits on Sunday in Major League Baseball.
Wow.
It's tied for the most on any day in the last 10 years. All 5 games ended either 5-4 or 4-3. All 5. 5 different divisions had a walk-off hit. And then Wilmer Flores of San Fran, he had his 9th walk-off, which is one shy of the most in baseball since 2015. So that's some statistics that I saw yesterday.
Look at that.
Yeah, Rangers do get the sweep, and you know we are now winners of 5 games in a row. So that's good.
6-1 at home, too. If not for that one blown Luke Jackson save, you might be 7-0 at the Globe. So yep. A game that we were all in attendance for.
Yeah, we were.
Fellowship. Well, not all of us. Everybody at the morning show.
Everybody at the morning show
Even Sean came out. Mm-hmm. But we couldn't get really anybody else from any of the other shows except Alec running the board. And then you got Brian from the afternoon show. But nobody else could show up.
It'll be Nate Eovaldi today. 6:40 first pitch. 6 o'clock will be the pregame as they are in Chicago, Windy City, to take on the Cubs for a 3-game set. They get 2 night games. They get 2 night games in Chicago and then a day game on Wednesday. So you don't get usually in Chicago, you get a lot of day games.
Yeah, but they were like, KNC's been off enough.
They've been off enough.
Screw them.
They have been off enough. Rangers fear or fear not. Now, I saw this from The Rangers Savant Instagram page, or Tolos, shout out.
Yep, good people.
They're 25th in OPS as a team, 28th in on-base percentage, 23rd in slugging. This was going into yesterday's game. 209 team batting average on balls in play. That's 29th in the sport. And they see fewer pitches per plate appearance than every team in baseball except for Oakland. All right, those are not great. Not great stats. You got to turn those around. So let's do a little Rangers fear or fear not.
Let's do it.
Marcus Semien.
Fear.
Now, he did have a home run over the weekend.
Yep.
But in general.
Yeah, the problem is last year was such a down year for a lot of the guys offensively. But, I mean, last year his OPS being 699, which was pretty much, I'm trying to see here, I'm looking out through. So, yeah, that's the worst year of his career when he played a full season. So, 699, that was distressing. So far, this is tough, Chop. He is minus 0.4 in war to start the season.
Ew.
That's bad.
Ooh, not good at all.
Yeah, so, I mean, the 416 OPS, a little bit concerning, especially after everything that happened last year. So, yeah, I've got a lot of concern about Marcus Semien right now.
Peyton? Okay. Yeah, I do too. I got some concern there with Semien. He's getting older. We all knew the dirty little secret with him was that the end of the contract, it was not going to age well.
Yeah, it's like Chu or anybody else that you signed. Yeah.
Dude, but you know what? Guess what? Shohei's contract's not going to age well. Soto's contract's not going to age well. Judge's contract's not going to age well. You know who's going to age pretty well is Bobby Jr.'s, because he signed it when he was like 20.
Oh my gosh.
You know, it'll be 32. That's going to age just fine.
You look at MLB Savant right now on Semien, hard hit percentage or barrel percentage, 49th percentile, hard hit percentage, 20th percentile, bat speed, 7th percentile.
Man, that's one of the first thing to go is bat speed.
His bat speed is on average is 67 miles per hour.
Oh my God.
That doesn't seem sustainable at all.
I wonder if my 15-year-old's bat speed is that high. Like, I wonder.
That's bad.
It might be.
So, yeah, I'm worried, Jeff. I'm worried about Marcus Semien.
That's a little concerning. So, Marcus Semien is a concern.
Peyton, you fearful of Marcus Semien?
Yeah, I am. RJ brought up the age. That's a big question mark and issue. But, I mean, I'm hoping that we're not relying on Marcus Semien with this offense, with this lineup. You know, you're hoping that, you know, you can
rely on your leadoff hitter.
Yeah, but, you know, okay, get on base. You know, I watched Moneyball. You just got to get on base.
That's right. That's right. Get on base. Get on base. Do I care how, Pete?
You got Seager, Lankford, Adolis. You know, you got all the other guys.
903 says Josh Smith needs to be the leadoff hitter.
I don't have a problem with that. I think Josh Smith's a good player.
Yeah.
All right. So, let's just do the offense as a whole. Rangers offense as a whole. Fear or fear not?
I'm going to say fear not, because Seager's going to start hitting. He had the home run yesterday. I think we've all been encouraged by Adolis, how hard he's hitting the baseball. Haim has bounced back in a big way. Here's the, since we just read those other numbers, average exit velocity right now, Adolis Garcia, 98th percentile. Barrel percentage, 97th percentile.
It's pretty good, man.
Hard hit percentage, 91st percentile. So, I mean, we're talking about Adolis is going to start. Those balls are going to land in play. Like you mentioned, the batting average on balls in play is really low.
Really low. It's unsustainably low. It's not going to be like that for the rest of the year.
They are hitting the ball hard, and they're making contact consistently. It's just it's not ending up the way you want it to. So offense as a whole, I'm not worried about.
I agree. I'm not worried about the it's way too early on this. I mean, the Semien stuff, some of those numbers, like the bat speed, that's concerning. I'm not concerned about the rest of the offense. I think the rest of the offense will be fine. Here's your boy.
Your boy.
Luke Jackson. Five straight scoreless appearances.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And he has pitched an inning in every single one of them. He's only allowed 3 hits and 1 walk in that time. So in those 5 innings, he's only allowed 4 guys to reach base. Where are your fear or fear not with your boy, Luke Jackson?
Fear. Because I believe...
Still scared, huh?
Yeah, because let me look here, Chop. He has allowed 7 base runners and gotten 6 swinging strikes.
7 base runners and 6 swinging strikes.
He's allowing more base runners than he is swinging
strikes.
Yeah,
look, I mean, I want a closer who generally can miss bats.
Yeah. His fielding independent pitching is still 4.77, which is not good. So I've still got fear there. I know it was the first game was awful. He got into some trouble in the third save opportunity, but man, no. Go ahead and run Chris Martin out there as your closer is what I'd prefer.
I like Chris Martin. I like him a lot. I think we can. I can get down with that. Peyton, fear not with Luke Jackson.
No, still early. I mean, I get the opening day struggles, but he's been, like, to this point in the season, he's been all right. You know, he's been fine at that. And he's been locking out the saves. He's been okay. But so early in the season, I'm not, you know, fearing for Luke Jackson 10 games in the year.
Let's see. Franklin, injury attorneys, Fantex, 877-881-1053. Nothing to fear with Marcus. He's an Iron Man. That's for Michael and Allen. You know, since we started the season 8-2, we haven't even mentioned Evan Carter.
By the way, Evan Carter, to this point, down at AAA Round Rock, he is 2-for-19, 6 walks, 7 strikeouts. So he's batting 105 with a .320 on base percentage.
Should be Josh Smith, Lankford, and Seager. You don't want lefty-lefty batting 1-2. If Smith leads off, Lankford needs to hit 2, Seager 3. I got no problem with that. I got no problem with that at all. My guy Ryan over at Jellyfish Lighting said, trade Marcus while you can for another arm, whether it's in the rotation or in the pen.
I don't know that anybody's going to want to take on Marcus's contract right now.
It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money for an aging player. And we have seen the league kind of try to phase this out.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice, like, there are 36-year-olds that are just that are jobless. These are good players that 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, they'd have been gobbled up. But teams are saying, no, we'd rather have a little bit of youth and cheapness, and we can get away with it.
Yeah.
So that's where they are with that. The health as an organization, like their health, like how do you, are you fearful? Fear or fear not the health?
Yeah, I mean, you're always going to have a level of fear, especially with the kind of guys they have on their roster. Like Seager gets hurt a lot. Josh Young gets hurt a lot, already has. You know, Jacob DeGrom is somebody we're always going to have some concern with. Evaldi, it feels like every year there reaches a point of the season where you're a little like, is he wearing down? Is he starting to feel some, like, you know, fatigue? And is that adding up to injury? Which it has a couple different times. So, yeah, I'm always going to have some level of fear of it, but feeling okay at the moment. I'm really hoping they've figured things out with DeGrom. That's what I'm really hopeful for.
You know, I think the issue is, like, look, with some of the guys, they're injury prone in general. Like, DeGrom was always injury prone.
Yeah.
Seager had injury issues coming out, you know, not coming out, but with the Dodgers, right? That was kind of the knock on him. You're gonna put a DL stint or an IL stint on Seager. But all this hinges on Jake, the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that the Rangers have some injury bug that, you know, that there's something wrong organizationally. Josh Young gets hurt. He just does.
Yeah, it's consistently happened ever since he got here. Ever since he got here from Tech, it's happened.
Mm-hmm. The young kids in the rotation, Leiter and Rocker.
Man, it's if Leiter goes out there and pitches again like he did, I'm ready to get hurt again, and I'm gonna say fear.
You're not. Rookie of the year out there.
I'll go ahead. I'll say fear not.
Is he eligible? Is he eligible for rookie of the year?
I don't know.
I don't know how many.
I feel good about him. And ultimately, Rocker, I'm going to say fear not ultimately on both. Because I think Rocker, there's some concerning stuff about Rocker, but we've seen enough how he's performed well. I think they just got to straighten some things out with him and he'll get on track. Leiter, it feels like, has had a breakthrough. And so I'm saying fear not.
Fear not.
Yep. I feel good about Jack Leiter.
Okay.
Even the G-back curse.
I feel great about Leiter right now.
The G-back curse couldn't even hurt him.
Yeah, no, I feel great about Leiter right now. Rocker was okay yesterday. There was nothing wrong with how he threw. He's not missing enough bats. He's not missing enough bats. That's the problem, but, you know, he's getting the job done.
One wild pitch.
At least yesterday he did.
He's been a little wild at times, had one yesterday, but ultimately didn't walk anybody, so.
All right, little Rangers fear or fear, not a lot of fear with the Mavs, a lot of Rangers fear
or fear not. The Stars, not the greatest weekend for the Dallas Stars, but a great weekend for an all-time great. We'll get into that coming up next on The Fan.